The basement of the historic Natural Bridge Hotel isn't where you'd expect to find corporate headquarters. It's cold. There are not a lot of windows. Tables in a meeting room are shoved together to make one giant conference table, nearly all of it covered in neat stacks of paper, documents, and maps.
People say, well, where do you work? And I said, oh, at the Natural Bridge Hotel. And, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm in an office in the basement next to the laundry room.
This is the space where Tom Clark, the new owner of the Natural Bridge Park and Historic Hotel, hunkers down and works the phones, trying to dig his way out of the park's serious financial problems. Among his most pressing concerns, he's delinquent on a $9.1 million loan from the state he had intended to pay off by July 2016.
We have bet the farm. I know some people may say that, and you're going to lose it.
Tom Clark is the founder and CEO of Roanoke-based Casito Healthcare, a nonprofit provider of services to the elderly. He has no experience in the tourism or hospitality industries, but he's big into conservation and sustainability. When he learned that the nearly 1,600-acre park featuring the bridge, hotel, visitor center, and caverns was going up for sale last year, he was concerned the site would end up being auctioned off in chunks, forever destroying the state attraction. What Clark may lack in tourism chops, he makes up for in deal-making. To save the bridge, he formed another nonprofit, the Virginia Conservation Legacy Fund, VCLF, and worked out a very complex deal that allowed him to take ownership of the entire site with a $9.1 million loan borrowed from the state. The entire property was recently appraised for something like $37 million. Once the loan is paid off, the entire property, excluding the hotel and caverns, which will remain with Clark's nonprofit, will be handed over to the state to be run as a park. The glitch. The place was in terrible repair.
You know, we realized there were going to be a lot of problems. I don't think we did understand the magnitude of them. On the day we closed, I mean, we had, you know, water treatment problems, both with the wastewater treatment plant and the water facility. All of our boilers went out. The roof was leaking. We had, you know, large garbage cans on the third floor collecting water. It was certainly more than we expected to all happen at the same time.
Natural Bridge Park is unusual in that it owns all of the utilities on the site typically owned by municipalities. It owns its own antiquated sewage treatment plant, water system, and, shockingly, all of its own electric lines and transformers, which haven't been updated since the 1950s. When this stuff breaks, you can't call state employees to come fix them. Clark made the mistake of slashing the marketing budget. Remember, his background is in healthcare, thinking billboards on the side of the road were superfluous.
I think we were more of the belief, oh, we'll use social media, we'll be tweeting about it, it'll be Facebook. You know, but when it comes to an attraction like this, you know, I think the billboards are very critical. And, you know, we voluntarily gave up some of them. We lost the rest of them.
To dig his way out, Clark has reduced hotel hours to weekends and holidays over the slow winter. He's dumping more money into marketing. He's in the process of trying to refinance the hotel. And, most significantly, he recently teamed up with a new, socially conscious, environmental conservation lender, his words, to help pay down the $9.1 million debt to the state on time. The VCLF said they will announce who this new lender is in the coming days.
We were able to pay the first year's debt service. It was $910,000, but this year we just had so many accumulated debts and issues. We've only paid $175,000 of that. But we do intend, before the year's out, to, from outside funds, pay another $280,000.
What's noteworthy here is how open Tom Clark has been about the entire debacle. Usually when a company botches a big business deal, they stay away from the press. Clark has taken the direct opposite approach. He's conspicuously chipper about the entire experience.
Well, first of all, we're a nonprofit organization, so I really feel that we're owned by the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We have to, by definition, be very open, but we view Natural Bridge clearly as the people's bridge and the people's, you know, park. I do believe that with hard work and tenacity, we can have an impact.
And he adds that if Virginians want to support the bridge, go to the bridge. The hotel and caverns might be open only on weekends, but the bridge is open all winter. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.